Hello and welcome to the Football Hour Extra Time. It's me, Alex Mearns, and today I will be discussing the FA Cup fifth round game between Leeds United and Watford. It was played at Vicarage Road on Saturday, and I'm a Leeds fan in London, so I thought I've got to go to this game. I knew the away end was sold out, so I knew I couldn't really get any tickets in there. So I went down to Watford with so much hope. I was so excited for this game. I love the FA Cup. I think it's a brilliant competition. I've always dreamed of watching Leeds United play in an FA Cup final or semi-final that now they play at Wembley. And I really had the cup fever on Saturday afternoon. I didn't have a ticket, but I thought I'd go down, try and get a spare. There was no chance of that getting one in the Leeds end. So I went to the Watford ticket office and pretended I was a young Watford fan who's travelled all the way from Birmingham at 7 o'clock this morning to come to the game, and I forgot my fan ID. You needed a fan ID to get a Watford ticket. And my sob story didn't cut any mustard with the guy at the ticket office. He said, "Sorry, mate, I just can't let you have one." So I went outside and I asked a Watford fan if he'd go in and buy me one, and this lovely, lovely man just said, "Yeah, I'll just go and get it," and I hid behind a pillar. He came out, gave me the ticket, and I was so excited. I didn't care that I was in the Watford end, but I was there. It was like 1 o'clock, kickoff three, and I thought, I'll just go in and watch the game, watch the Arsenal-Hull City game, and we were in I was in the Watford end with all the Watford fans whilst I was watching this Hull City versus Arsenal game. And this overexcited Watford fan came up to me and goes, he's like, "Oh, are you enjoying the game? Who's playing better?" I was like, "Oh, well, it's pretty even. Hull are doing all right, seems though they're at Arsenal." He goes, "Who do you hate more, Arsenal or Leeds?" And I thought about what he said to me after the game. And it's a really good question now, because I'm a massive, massive Leeds United fan. I've been a Leeds United fan all my life. But who do I hate more at the moment? Arsenal, who I watch all the time. My best friend's an Arsenal fan, which kind of makes me watch all the games. And I love watching Arsenal. It's fun to watch Arsenal play. You know what isn't fun? Watching Leeds United play. And I was stood, and I just said to this guy, I was like, "You know what? I don't know. He didn't know that I was a Leeds fan, but I was like, "I just don't know, mate, sorry." And went in, found my seat. I was in the Watford end. And the whole time before the game, I was thinking of scenarios of what I'd do if Leeds United scored. In my head, I was like, am I going to celebrate? Am I just going to put my hood around my face and just scream into my hands, just so excited? Am I going to run down the stairs and go onto the pitch? I obviously wouldn't have done that. But we ended up losing 1-0, as you all know. Scott Wootton scored an own goal for Leeds. And I just thought after the match, why did I worry about the thought of what would happen if Leeds United scored? Because I've watched Leeds United all season, and they had no chance of scoring this game, and they didn't ever look like scoring because they never got into the box, they never had any shots. It was horrible to watch. And Scott Wootton scored his own goal. You've all probably seen it. It was absolutely horrible. It was in the end where Scott Wootton put the ball in our own net. And as this ball's coming, I see Silvestri come for it. And I'm thinking, oh, he's not going to get it. But it's all right. Scott Wootton's at the back post. And I see him take his right leg to come round and just knock it back out for a corner. And I'm thinking, all right, that's fine. And I'm seeing him do it. And still, as the ball enters the net, I don't know how he did it. I honestly don't know how a professional footballer managed to score that goal. But it was just, apart from that, it was just embarrassing because we were never going to get a goal. And people might say we were in the match and we scored an own goal and it would have been 0-0. It wouldn't have been 0-0. Watford always looked like they could step up another gear. If the players on the pitch weren't going to score, they had Igalo on the bench and he came on after 60 minutes. And we were all over the place. There was a few players that I watched and I've watched all season, and I just want them out the Leeds United team as fast as possible. But the reason they're in the Leeds United team is because of our owner, Massimo Cellino. We've got a goalkeeper, Silvestri, who can't kick a football. So you can't ever get out of your house. The pressure is constantly on us. You've got Giuseppe Belushi, who is just a clown. I will say it, he is a clown. He can't defend. He's too small to be a centre-back, and he makes rash decisions all the time. Antonucci, our striker, doesn't want to play for us, so why play him? He does not want to be at Leeds. In January, he wanted to go. We should have let him go and just tried and brought in anyone else. But it's not their fault. It's not their fault they're playing, because they're being picked by the puppet master, Massimo Cellino. And his fat jester, Steve Evans, does whatever Massimo Cellino says. And Steve Evans has not changed Leeds United. He's just being played. He's just being played because he knows that this is his biggest job and he will never get a job like this ever again. He should not be Leeds United manager. I do not want him as Leeds United manager. But sadly, we're going to keep with him because he is just being played by our owner, Massimo Cellino. I want Massimo Cellino out of my football club. The quicker, the better. And until he leaves, what happens on the pitch will never change because he has so much influence, he has so much influence on the starting 11 and on team matters that until he goes, the team will never progress. And people are saying our season is over. Our season is not over. We may get dragged into a relegation battle, and this is all down to bad management and bad ownership. And it's a sad state of affairs where I'm thinking, when I get asked the question, who do I hate more, Arsenal or Leeds? And I'd probably side with Leeds United at the moment. I'm being Alex Mearns, the depressed Leeds United fan. Thank you for listening to the Football Hour Extra Time. Thank you for supporting us. You can follow us on Twitter. It's at the Football Hour. And you can listen to all our other podcasts on our audio boom, the Football Hour. Thank you for listening.